This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1063, four band nine insult idioms for IELTS speaking.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Use caution with today's idioms, as they are insults that could hurt someone's feelings. However, they are perfect for IELTS speaking and are guaranteed to make the examiner laugh.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
Hey, I'm great. How are you today?
I am so excited about words today. I am so excited about the idioms we get to teach our students today. But guys, before we teach you this amazing vocabulary that will make you smile, that will make the examiner laugh, that will give you higher scores on speaking. Before we get to that, guys, we want to remind you to hit subscribe right now, wherever you are listening to this podcast. And if you are watching us on IELTS Energy TV on YouTube, hit subscribe there too. Guys, subscribe to IELTS Energy TV on YouTube and our podcast, because there is different stuff on both of these shows, guys. So make sure you're subscribed to both so you never miss a lesson.
Yes, this is so fun. We're talking about idioms that are insults. So this is an idiom you want to be a little careful when you use these in real life, because you can offend someone. You're insulting someone, but they're so useful for IELTS because you often have to describe people, right? We're describing politicians, celebrities, our friends, ourselves. And these are really fun idioms to use to describe people to get that idiomatic language you need for 7 or higher on IELTS speaking.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, you might not be familiar with that word insult. You could tell from the way we're speaking, from context, it's a bad thing. Like, an insult is when you are mean to someone, when you criticize someone in a very negative, mean way. Like, we talk about insult comics. These are stand-up comedians who are just like really rude.
Just mean right? to everyone.
They like insult the crowd, the people that come to see them. And like, that's their specific style of comedy, which I've always found weird. So you don't want to like insult the examiner. You want to be polite at all times. But these idioms, guys, help you describe the world that isn't perfect, because it's not perfect.
Yes, exactly. So let's jump into these. I think this is so fun. Okay, so the first one is a face only a mother could love. This came up because we were doing face idioms on the All Ears English podcast. Jessica Ryan there, we shared several idioms with the word face, and we threw this one out there. We're like, oh, it's so mean. It's such an insult. So we're like, let's do a whole episode of insult idioms. This means that someone is not attractive, right? You do not think they're good looking. So often this is said playfully, right? If you have like mud on your face or something on your face, jokingly, you'd be like, you got a face only a mother could love, because that's not a kind thing to say to someone.
It's not. I mean, guys, like, think about the meaning of that phrase. Like, it's not, It's not one of those idioms where the meaning changes entirely with this group of words. Like, that's not why it's an idiom. It's just a phrase that has become a cliche. These words are connoted together, right? So it's like, it is mean because you're saying like, oh, you're not pretty. Like, only your mama thinks you're pretty. So it could be very mean. It could be. But it could also be used tongue in cheek, right? Yes. So you could say like, you know what? I mean, I know I wasn't born classically beautiful by any means. I mean, some might say I have a face only a mother could love. However, I am supremely confident in myself and I think I look great. Whatever. You could use it to describe friends or family if you want to kind of like be like playful images that you're describing.
Yeah. Or if you're talking about a celebrity or like a politician and you're using this to talk about, they may not have been classically good looking, but in spite of that, look what they accomplished. For example, you could say Richard Nixon had a face only a mother could love, but look what he accomplished. He was president of the United States in spite of that. Right.
And impeached. Not a good example.
Okay, but still he did become a leader. It's something in spite of he was not a good looking man. There
oh,
I said
no.
it.
That's why he lost those debates to Kennedy, right?
Yes,
Kennedy
exactly.
was a handsome fella. Anyway, let's not get into American politics right now, though it is very fun to talk about. So again, guys, that idiom, a face only a mother could love. Like, just hearing it makes me laugh. It's such a funny phrase. So the next way you could describe someone that is not perfect, because none of us are, drive me up the wall. If you're describing people or situations that drive you crazy, that just make you feel so annoyed and you just want to get out of there because you're so annoyed and frustrated, that's what this idiom describes. I know parents use this all the time, right? You could be like, oh my God. You know, COVID times, my kids were inside way too long and they just drove me up the wall.
Yes.
With the noise and the questions. I don't know.
And it is a little more playful, a little less cruel than saying like, you are annoying. I find you irritating, right? To be like, oh, you're driving me up the wall. It's a little more playful. Just like, okay, we're going, let's go outside. We need, we need a little space here.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, that really is sort of the motive behind these idioms. You're saying things that are true, that are not nice, but you want to be a little indirect about it. So it becomes a little more polite because we all have to say negative things, but we can deliver it in a polite way and a band nine vocab way, right? Which is why we are also teaching you these. Not just that they're fun, but because the examiner will love you if you use these phrases, guys.
Yeah, you could cram this in so many places. I know there's a common speaking question where you're asked, do you prefer to hang out with one friend or many friends?
Yeah.
It'd be really easy to be like, I definitely prefer spending time with one friend because when everyone's talking over themselves, that drives me up the wall, right?
That's
so sort of
example.
Talk more in general about something you find annoying, a situation, be like, that drives me up the wall.
That is a great example because there are always questions in speaking part one about what you like and don't like, right?
Right.
So phrases for like and not like, these are things you need to know. All right, this next phrase is also fun. Big-headed. To describe someone, it's an adjective phrase, right? You are big-headed. He is big-headed. It means he is overly confident, right? He brags a lot. He thinks, I say he. It could be a she.
I was going to say.
Sorry, I'm not stereotyping. I love everyone. They think they are the best thing since sliced bread. There's another good idiom. They think they are amazing. They're the cat's pajamas, the bee's knees. They think they're the best, but they're not, right? Because nobody is. And so that's, you describe that person as being big-headed. Also fun for IELTS, because we have to describe famous people, professional athletes, celebrities, politicians. This phrase comes in handy for a lot of those answers.
Exactly, right? Anyone who's egotistical, use that. Use it as that you're getting that idiomatic expression just to say, I met this girl. She's a little big-headed. She really thought the world of herself. And then it turned out I did better on her than her on the play that we were both in.
lovely example.
I love that. That
was so fun. Yeah, totally. Okay, awesome. So last one, guys, to have a short fuse. It means that you lose your temper easily. You get angry easily. You get mad quickly if you have a short fuse. And you know what? We all have short fuses sometimes. I know for sure my reservoir of patience is sometimes full. It's sometimes empty. And that's why I try to, and this is all stuff you could say on IELTS, guys. I try to be very honest with the people around me when I do have a short fuse, because I know it. Yes. I'm like, listen, I just need some time. I might lose my patience today. So let's take it easy. Or like, you know, like totally. It's good to be honest about that.
That's what's great for describing anyone who gets angry easily or impatient easily, or to talk about yourself, right? To be like, sometimes I have to admit I have a bit of a short fuse. So I just need to take a step back and have a little time away so that I don't blow up at somebody.
Totally. There is so much idiomatic language in this episode today, guys. I think you should listen and watch it so you get this information twice. So remember, if you're watching this on YouTube, this is also a podcast episode and vice versa. Come to IELTS Energy TV and you could watch us talk about this there. To have a short fuse, guys, this could even be used, I think, even if it's not true, just to say it in speaking part one. If you're asked about your work or your family, you can say, you know, I love my job and my boss is normally a very lovely, delightful person. But there are times, especially like at the end of the quarter, he has a short fuse and he can blow up pretty easily. So there you go. Two idioms, work it in, even if it's not true. Yes. We have to be strategic on IELTS, guys. Remember, we don't teach you for no reason. These are the things that get you high scores on IELTS. The examiner listens for idiomatic language to give you a 7 or higher for vocab. So choose one or two of today's phrases. Add them to your vocab notebook, guys. Practice using them out loud so you can also use them on test day. And remember, guys, we deliver fresh new IELTS lessons every single week in two different places, different lessons. So go to wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, follow IELTS Energy, guys, or on YouTube, IELTS Energy TV. But also follow Allers
English. Also Allers English, because that's amazing too. Both. this is fun.
Awesome.
I love
super
idioms.
Fun.
All right. See you next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.